I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think we're on Facebook.
We've been a bit fucking quiet.
All right, here we go.
I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do. Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent.
Oh, what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you cool.
Supercoach 360 podcast.
Alrighty, welcome to the show. How you doing? It is your boy, Juzzy J. Thank you for joining us in the coach's box once again. Welcome to Supercoach 360. How was your round 16? Did you smash it? Did you make it into your head-to-head finals of any of your leagues, really, but especially those alleged cash comps? Of course, I'm joined by my two faithful companions this wonderful evening, Bergs and the Constar. How you doing, fellas?
It's cracking.
Very, very, very well.
How are we?
Yeah, I'm all right. So you ready to talk a big weekend of Supercoach? How'd you guys go? Did you get to watch the footy at least?
Yeah, I watched a bit of footy.
Yeah, how'd you go Supercoach wise? You do all right?
I'm going last this week.
Look at that.
Without being too much of a wanker about it.
Con, you got your score there actually, bud?
Nope.
No?
Oh, he does
prepared,
want to
prepared
talk
as
about.
Always. I love it. We're half an hour late and you're super prepared.
12:02. Why didn't you tell me we're going straight in the scores?
12:02 you got this week?
Yeah.
So where's that put you now that the regular Supercoach season is over?
20,000.
20,000?
Yeah.
So an average year this year, but I mean, I came home pretty strong. What's
No Teddy cost me this week.
Yeah, that's it. That's what got you on the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh,
that
brutal,
was a big
bud.
Difference.
Yeah, well, I mean, to put that in perspective, I go second. I got 14-19 this week, putting me in the top 1% of scorers for the week. I think an overall round rank of like 850. Just trying to pull up my homepage here.
Love how you prepared after we're half an hour late.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'm the one that's been doing stuff for the last half hour.
Yeah.
I went up 3,800 spots, give or take, sitting now just inside the 8,000. So, what's
very
that,
nice.
Top 6% or something overall? Yeah, absolutely ecstatic, man. If I can hold this position for the next few weeks, I should be in a position to win the couple of leagues that I did make. And ultimately, I'll be... hitting my goal, which was my personal goal, was to beat the two of you at the start of the year, but I wasn't too cocky about it because I didn't want that to come back and bite me in the ass when we've got listeners every single week that can remind me of it all next year. But mainly to get into the top 10% after I got the top 20% last year.
Both achieved.
So, well, so far, so good. I've got to stay there, but so far, so good.
Nah, you're safe now.
Injuries, man. Injuries are so rough,
yeah.
Eh? And I mean,
the trades are running low too.
That's it. We're getting that serious part of the season now where trades are starting to run dangerously low. So It is what it is, but on with the Supercoach news. Should we just jump straight in and do team lists? Sorry.
We'll talk about my 14:38 for a second, eh?
Should we talk about that? Bergs, you got a score there, buddy?
my back-to-back 14. So
nah, good work, man. Like, you have built your team real solid over the last month especially, and it's really come good for you. What was that, 14:38?
Yeah, 14:38 jumped up another 5,000 odd spots this week. So 10,000 spots in the last 2 weeks, guys. It's fully possible for anyone to do that because, like, I was pretty much dead last.
You were dead last.
Well, I was close. There was people out there who weren't even putting teams in beating me. But, yeah, anyway, we've come back.
Well done, bud.
We've come back and we're happy.
Very well. How'd you end up going in your head-to-heads? Because, I mean, you had a bit of a rough start to the season too.
I didn't make any.
Didn't make any of your head-to-heads? See, look, I was surprised. Like, I don't think any of us made any of the 360 head-to-head leagues that we made up.
I made a $50 one. I come fifth in that.
Well, see, I've got some of the cash comp ones. Let's see. I managed to get into the $10 cash comp one. Mind you, it's only a 10-man league, so it wasn't going to be hard. And there's one of the public Supercoach 360, like, you know, beginners leagues I made it into, and the other one I didn't. Some guys out there just absolutely tore me apart this year.
Yeah, there's some good teams out there.
Oh, crackers, man.
So speaking of teams, should we just get into the team list news and just quickly get through that for the week so we know what we're dealing with going forward?
Yes.
Yeah, alrighty.
Some big returns this week and some possible big returns.
And some big outs.
Good news for Supercoaches, yeah.
Well, hold on.
You always like folks on a negative, don't you?
Hold on.
Well, they're out there, aren't they?
Rudy is cut. Janie, you're gone.
They are out there.
Steven, I like your hustle. That's why it was so hard to cut you. Congratulations. The rest of you made the team.
Speaking of, first game, we got Broncos v. Panthers. Return of Payne Haas, Isaac Luke, and Corey Oates.
Thank God Haas is back.
Yeah, well, Oates is obviously pretty big return after, you know, that nasty injury. Back,
yeah, but he's not super cut. You're not going to bring him in.
You were just talking about maybe putting him in as a pod earlier. So don't, off air, so don't
not
even.
Oates.
Well, so someone suggested maybe bringing in Oates.
Wasn't Oates.
No.
No, you've been anyway, talking
definitely
to
not this week. Nah, yes, Panthers.
Look, I wouldn't have thought so either. That's it. But someone brought it up. Anyway.
He mentioned it as an anytime try scorer.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Speaking of, Herbie Farmworth shifts to centre with Kahu out. Corey Pakes drops to the bench. Brody Koth drops out of the 17. Joe Offahengawe suspended. For the Panthers, Vili Kikau returns from suspension in the back row. Yo is out due to a head knock. Leota starts at prop with Fisher Harris in at lock. Tyrone May switches to the bench. Kirk Capewell makes his return from a knee injury in the place of Billy Burns on the pine, while Api Korosau is a chance of coming back after being named an 18th man. So that's it, May is a
Big
Corey owner.
Big kick out for the Panthers.
Yeah, 100%. We're pretty much back to full strength now, so that'd be great.
And Fisher Harris going to lock, that pretty much equals out. Yo, missing.
Yeah, so I mean,
not in my Supercoach centres, unfortunately.
Those that hung on to Fisher Harris to fish, is a good week for them. So.
Yeah, should be cheering. Next game, Knights v. the Sharks. For the Knights, Phoenix Crossland replaces Chris Randall. Brody Jones is in for Pasami Solo, who's out with suspension. For the Sharks, Chad Townsend returns. Corin Tracy drops to the pine. Andrew Fifita shifts to the reserves. Rabbitohs v. the Storm, Friday night. For the Rabbitohs, Alec Johnston returns from a head knock at fullback. Latrell Mitchell gone for the season due to his hamstring injury. Dane Gagai returns from a hamstring strain at centre in place of Stephen Masters. For the Storm, Brenko Lee replaces Marion Seve, who's out for the season with a knee injury at centre. Chris Lewis starts in the back row, moving Tino Fasua-Malawi to lock. Nelson Asofa Solomona is out with a calf strain. Riley Jacks comes onto the bench. Bulldogs v. the Titans, Saturday, 3 o'clock. We've got Luke Thompson and Jake Avarillo return on the pine in the place of Sione Katoa and Dean Britt for the Bulldogs. For the Titans, Moiaki Futuaka returns from suspension in place of Jai Whitbread. Jai Arrow is also a chance of coming back from a shoulder injury being included in the reserves. So watch the late mail on that one. For the Sea Eagles.
Especially Tyrone Peachy, boys.
Sea Eagles v. West Tigers, Saturday, 5:30. For the Sea Eagles, Garrick is out with a shoulder. Joel Thompson's out with an ankle. Abbas Miski moves to the wing with Jack Kozlowski. Jack Gajewski.
Just call him the Goz, bro.
Starts in the back row with Corey Waddell moving to the bench.
Spill no, Tommy.
For the West Tigers. Michael Maguire has made some changes. Adam Dewey goes from fullback to centre. Mbai shifts to fullback. Tommy Talau has been dropped for AJ Kepa'oa. Josh Alawai returns at prop. Matt Eisenhuth goes to the pine. Sean Bloor drops from the side. So all those for Sean Bloor as an AE. Bit of a sigh of relief this week at least.
Too late.
Yeah, he might have got you last week. He's hoping he didn't.
Cost me 50 points last week.
Yeah, well, which is pretty much the extra points you made up off Teddy, but we'll get to that in a little bit. For the Raiders v Roosters, Saturday 7:30. This should be an absolute cracker. For the Raiders, Josh Papali and Silva Havili return to the run-on side, but Denama Slui and Tom Starling drop into the bench, which is a bit unfortunate because Starling's a little weapon. Corey Howell-Wiranaira returns in place of Matt Tomoko. For the Roosters, Luke Keary returns from rib injury in place of Drew Hutchinson, and Sonny Bill Williams, of course, plays his first NRL game since 2014.
Two massive ins.
Should be playing off the bench. Boy Cordner starts. Now Nat Butcher drops to the interchange while Farmer Sully drops to the reserves. Angus Crichton and Mitch Orbison are both named in the 21 as well, so watch that space for late mail.
Orbison's not making the squad.
No, probably not, but let's see what happens. Next one, we've got Warriors v the Eels.
That's pretty much their full strength squad except for probably Gus coming back in, Angus Crichton.
Right. When did you?
Well, that's it. Possibly this week or next week. For the Warriors, as part of the loan deal, George Jennings and Daniel Alvaro can't play against the Eels.
That's shit.
Pardon? Yeah, it's happened.
You know what?
It's happened with a few clubs. It happened to you guys last year.
But
last
it's fun to play. It's fun to play against your mates.
That's it. But, yeah. What's it called? Corey Harawira-Naira wasn't allowed to play against the Dogs.
If Parra were probably in a better position on the ladder, and they weren't.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Anyway. Eliasi Katoa is out with an injured hand. Gerard Beal comes into the wing. Jack Murchie starts in the back row. Josh Curran and Isaiah Papali'i join the bench. For the Eels, Jai Field comes in at 5'8 after Dylan Brown goes out with an ankle injury. Oh, forgot about that. So, therefore, that's definitely one of my trades this week. Murata Niokore returns from suspension in place of Andrew Davey on the bench. For the Cowboys v Dragons, final game of the round, Sunday 6:30. You guys a fan of the night games? Are you still...
No, I'd rather a day game.
I love the 2 o'clock game. It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Once it starts to get brighter and brighter as it gets later and later, it might change. But at the moment, give me
once daylight savings comes,
will that happen?
Oh,
season over by then?
No, I don't know.
All right, for the Cowboys, big changes. Jake Clifford recalled in place of Michael Morgan, who's out with a calf injury. The Hammers back from a hamstring strain on the wing. Valentine Holmes returns to fullback. Scott Drinkwater shifts to 5'8". Arcee to the interchange. Jake Granville is the one that's dropped. Isam Masters recalled in place of Connolly Lamelu. Gavin Cooper returns to the back row. Cohen Hess out suspended. For the Dragons, Fui Maiano returns from suspension in the place of Trent Merrin on the interchange. And that is all our team list for the week, boys.
Yeah, well, there's some big outs there because I had Latrell, got Yo.
See, injuries once again took us. Calf injuries as well have been really nasty this season. There's been quite
Dylan
a few.
Dylan Brown's had.
Yeah,
Dylan Brown, Lolo the week before. Haas out with his suspension.
Yeah, so
mate, Newcastle just playing like
SJ
dog shit.
SJ still not back.
Yeah, SJ.
Yeah, it's it. Yeah, of course, yeah. Did I mention Newcastle and how bad they're playing?
Yeah, you did.
Colin, you're letting us all down is what I'm trying to say. It's not fun. I mean, I guarantee there's Ponga owners out there at the moment that are spewing about what has been going on.
Well, I'm not to blame.
Yeah.
I'm just a supporter.
Yeah, I know, but just maybe you can put a put
which
a word
is
in.
Probably the worst part, you know.
I brought in Kurt Mann, and so far he has not done me a great deal of good, to be honest.
I broke Barnett last week, I'll be honest. I brought Barnett in.
No, we've lost it. That attitude that we built at the start of the year, we've pretty much reverted back to what we were playing like trying to get Nathan Brown fired last year.
Yeah.
Well, you might see in defence.
You might want Seeps up there.
It's too soon, mate. No joke about it.
Oh, sorry. Only because you know he's probably going there. Yeah, so the finals, fellas, of our Should we talk about our alleged cash comp finals?
Why not, bud?
Well, it's that time of the year. Just want to give a notable mention to the guys that got some wins, man. In your group, Jazzy, you had the tenner, didn't you?
Yeah.
So pull up them ones. In my 20, it was Honk If You Hornby, Michael. He ended up coming first in the regular season. We'll see if he takes it out at the end and gets the cash. But good luck with that, man. We've also got a couple other crowd favourites in there. But I won't ramble on. Connor, you got in yours, mate?
No, I'm in the $50 one. Mlatt's Backpackers, Jacob.
Oh, Mlatt's.
Took out the minor premiership by 4 points.
Oh, nice. And
there's 2 wins clear. And in the $30 one, we had Finger Lickin' Dave.
Finger Lickin' Dave.
I love it. He just rolls off the tongue.
Does, eh?
Yeah, especially if you know Fat.
Changing Reggie's name.
He took it out by 2 points.
Oh, so, nice.
Good luck to them. Not so much Mlatt's Backpackers, because I'm still in that one against him, but in the $30 one, good luck, guys.
Yeah, Jazzy, you got your cashies there?
Not yet.
All right, in the non-cashies, I got the 360 boys one. Luke, our boy Lukey, the Penrith Premiers, he took out that one, the non-cashie. And also in the other non-cashie, Dr. Kane.
Cando's Crushers.
He got there, well done, Doc. Yeah, he's been going well.
Over Lukey.
Well, he moved up in 230th or 40th this week as well. I've been talking to him online, so
really?
Well done, Doc.
Very well done.
Smashing it, mate. Other than that, I've done terribly. Don't get me wrong, I took out your non-cashy.
Yeah.
I took out the minor premiers.
Sorry, do you want me to mention that?
Oh, that's all right. I'll do it.
I thought you were rattling through them. I was going to let you go.
I took out that one. And then I think I got an invite to Chris McClellan's fucking Panasonic Cup, and I ended up coming fourth in that, but he ended up he took it out the minor premiership in that, so well done, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jazzy's in that, he got belted too.
I'll admit I got belted in all of the Supercoach 360 leagues. I was doing all right for a while, but I dropped the ball for a bit mid-season and people came. Got a bit ahead of me. I just didn't.
Have you got any of your things? Have you got any things up yet?
Oh, what is going on with this stupid shit? Nah, hold on, I'm looking for it.
You got performance issues, haven't you?
Don't you even start, alright? Don't you even.
Oh, the tech guy.
The balance.
But no, in all honesty, now, like, you know what else I've noticed? Started to notice a lot of teams are so similar. It's harder to find that pod, you know, and I know you like don't mind diving into shit like.
Well, I've noticed this year probably my team's more different to others than it has been in any other year.
You reckon?
I'm looking at my opponent for this week. I know his team hasn't been updated or anything. Like one-eyed Jacks. Yeah. We've only got 6 similarities.
Is that because of the extra trades, you reckon? Like, because you could sort of tinker around with your team a bit more. You didn't have to sort of pick and stick as much.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of the people who I have the major differences with are the ones that are doing well, who had their teams established early.
Yeah, yeah.
So because I've been a couple of weeks behind throughout the year, while those players like McInnes's and Papali's and Paulo's like that, who were big buyers early on, as they dipped off, I was kind of making those buys then. I went to Chaz's and the other ways.
Yeah, Clem's and... Yeah, yeah. So that sort of worked out.
That's why I've got so many differences now.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I come up against 2 or 3 teams out of, like, me 8 or 9 last week that were very, very much similar, and I thought, oh, how am I going to, like, not that I made it into any relative cash comps or anything like that, but how am I going to still differentiate from the pack for them guys that are up there, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's a hard task. Have you found something that you want to talk about?
I've got my team, so the $10 comp that we did, I'm actually leading it, 22 points, 11-3 overall. Shout out to me. Joey Johns' dealer is next. Then I've got Macca's Maulers, the Mozzies, which is Shane, the 420 Easies, It Don't Matter Son, Octopussy, and Crushers rounding out the top 8. Samurai Warriors and NRL Kingdom pipped at the post in the last one there.
Spewing.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Good on you, Zen. Good luck in the final series. I know Joey Jones's dealer definitely is coming for me hard. He sent me a message just before we started the show tonight.
Hit him, Jackson.
Yeah, that's it. Go for it. You can try. What should we talk about?
Oh, we're back. I sort of had us on a track while you were doing
did
that.
Did you? Yeah, sweet. That's
you were a bit busy. But,
I was.
So looking at Pod's sort of runs for the run home there, Con, what's going to be the best way? Is it on the matchups? Is there actual standouts to the Pods? Like Tofu was a standout for 15 weeks.
Yeah.
Sitting at less than 3% ownership, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, how did this go unnoticed? Are there some others that we could be overlooking, or is there some people who are going to go on the up and up in your opinion?
I think so.
Yeah. Who you got there?
I got B. Kelly.
Yeah.
I know you're a fave.
Well, I'm thinking about bringing him in for Latrell this week, and that's dead set honest. Like, he had that one low week after everyone was talking about him. He got mentioned on about 3 or 4 podcasts for Supercoach, and then had the 30, so everyone said, nah. But averaging 71, I think, which is pretty good for a centre.
He plays Dogs this week.
Yeah.
Broncos next week, and Manly, and then the Knights.
So he's got a pretty good run.
Well, at the moment, all those teams are on a decline.
Well, he's got a work ethic. He has. You think you said the other week,
bust stat tackle and stuff.
16 hit-ups a game, which isn't bad.
No, he's good.
So
definitely a good run home too.
Have you had a look at Brian Kelly or anything, Juzzy? Or
no, not really.
Have you had a look at any Pods for your run home, or are you pretty happy with where you're at?
Yeah, look, to be honest, man, like, I've been sort of using Pods to get me to my run home. I'm just trying to build into guns now. Like, I had Dylan Brown, who I saw as a bit of a Pod over SJ Munster. So now I feel like I need to get Munster. I'm going to keep Lua if I can. Same thing. I had, like, Futawaka. I had Tapao. Instead of going straight for people like Clemmer and stuff like that, I sort of went around to get to those guys. And now, I know, I was contemplating bringing in Jeb a couple of weeks, but my second row is pretty good. My centres, if anything, I need one now with Yo going down, but there's no one really that fills that gap. Talakai.
It's only a week probably for Yo anyway.
And see, I've got those questions about Talakai. Is Talakai...
He's off the bench, but off the bench last week, still got 75, so...
That's it, yeah, well, 72
Jazz
I think
used to do that
on.
Same shit.
Yeah.
I'd come off the bench and pump out...
Do you have attacking stats in there?
I think he did have he's
got
him.
A jagged a try there. I know Nakora was back and Nakora jagged a try.
I don't think he jagged a try. I think he...
Actually, no, I think I was like watching along, hoping he would get a try. And you're right. No, I don't think he did.
He didn't still got 75, so he's got the effort. I've got to play him this week due to Yo and Mitchell going out. I'm going to just bench Yo.
Yeah, well, see, I got Sivo this week, so I'm trying to figure out what to do with Sivo. I don't want to have to play him, but it looks like I'm going to have to. I don't know why I brought him in, because sometimes we make silly decisions. Sometimes we think we know what's best about 10 minutes before lockout, and we don't. We make rash decisions we can't take back.
You got another couple of Pods there.
He did score a try, but no line break. Just
I was off a kick then, yeah. Still only, that's 17 points. That's only 17, yeah. So he's still getting 60.
That's it. Still 59.
Yeah.
Just 10 short of a good time.
Yeah. Off the bench, but as well. So, you
only for this week, mainly. But yeah. Naden and Toto, you could have for the whole year, I reckon.
Well, he's got the same. He's a barbecue sauce.
Yeah, he's a worker.
Yeah,
demon fresh. He's had.
He's so strong. He's so fast. He's great to watch.
Saying that, he got manhandled over the sideline twice on the weekend by McIntyre.
He'll hopefully learn from that. In saying that, McIntyre hits him, man. He's a second row front rower.
Yeah.
Playing centre. So.
But yeah, like Toto, I'm a big fan. I had him last year and he didn't let me down too often.
Yeah.
I'm a Tupo.
Yeah. The
Roosters.
Spewing it yourself.
Pretty much at full strength now. They're going to start hitting their straps come finals time.
Do you wish you went that way in hindsight last week or?
Nah. I still think. I hope. More so B Moz will outdo him for the rest of the year. Fingers crossed.
Hope so, eh? What else? You got any other Pods?
And Rog.
Rog.
If the Warriors keep going, they don't have a bad run.
How good are they going, man? Well done. Kudos to them. They took a game up to Taree and they played their ass.
They could have played like shit on the weekend.
No, fuck you and your Knights. They played good, man.
No, they got Para, Sharks, Raiders and Manly.
So that's doable for them, in all honesty. I'd like to see him make the eight just for make it worth him coming over.
I like him at $3.20 against Parra this week.
Yeah. Well, like we've talked about in the last couple of weeks, Parra's a bit meh.
Pretenders.
Well, they're not up there for me.
No, it's three horse race.
Yeah, there's that. Oh, Raiders can sneak in. Raiders are the only side I think you can sneak into there.
Oh,
that's
on those three teams' good days, I don't think the Raiders can. I think the Raiders will be shown where they're at this week.
Yeah.
And how far short they are.
Right. Right, eh?
And Fanua Blake, had a few rests this year, so hopefully he doesn't have another one. He can stay injury-free and suspension-free. Keep his offloads coming.
Yeah, good is he, eh?
On the weekend. It was a soft try.
Off but, Marty. Straight off the hip of Marty.
Yeah, I like him. And Nathan Brown and Jazz, their ownership's still down. They pump out the scores every week. They never let you down.
Yeah. Jazz Tavanga's just... I've not regretted bringing him in one bit. Like, granted, everyone's always minutes. It's like, oh.
Doesn't matter.
If he knows he's only playing 55, he gets out there and he just gets dirty, man.
He does. He's 80 and 55.
Yeah, he pumps it, eh? And, well, you know what? That's the sort of dude you want in your side. Like, I'd turn around and just look at him going. He's like Spanner. We had Spanner at Mount Druitt. Like, just never stopped, man. Like... And you sort of just turn around and say, well, if he's fucking doing it, so should I, you know? Even though I didn't.
Fucking had 30 kilos on you. A bit like a shit ass.
Nah, good times, Bart. But, yeah, any other ones you got malingering?
Nah, that's about it for the ones playing this week.
And for, anyone that sold bloody pain ass, get him back.
Yeah, well, that was it. That was my goal this week, is I got pain ass back. Yeah, you needed him.
Yeah.
I think I enoughed out a front row to do it. I think I enoughed out Flegler for another dual position so I can still run that loop with Carrigan if I need to be able to get him up there.
Well, they're me front row. That's me front row. Haas and Carrigan. Marty on the bench now.
Oh, well, I got Haas, Marty, Clemmer as my front row.
Oh, Haas, Marty, Carrigan.
Yeah.
No, Haas, Clemmer, Carrigan. Got confused there.
See, I got Carrigan in my back row with McInnes.
You know Madison. What? You can get.
I've still got Rudolph there too.
The way I see it is, I think.
I got rid of Rudolph.
I think you can get better. I think you can get better second rowers, like with higher ceilings. That's why I've whacked Carrigan up there. Because he's just 80s, man.
See, I only bought in Carrigan last week, so hold on. I'm still trying to figure out what to
do. Oh, yeah. Well, front row him. He'll score along the same as Haas and Clemmer for the rest of the year if he keeps his minutes up.
Yeah.
Can't see why he won't.
No, I can't either. He's their best. If he doesn't get their player of the year, I'd be fucking spewing if I was him.
He'll go close to maybe even rookie of the year. I'm forgetting someone.
I think didn't he play a couple of games last year? He's not eligible.
Just on Toto.
I'm forgetting Stephen Crichton anyway. I think he's got
it. He played four games last year as well.
Before we move on, our mate in the Netherlands, Josh McKernan, said this week we've got to give a shout out to Toto and Liam Martin. He doesn't think Martin will get as much attacking stats with Kikau back, but with Yo out, it's probably not going to infringe on his minutes, even if Capewell drops back in. He thinks maybe if that happens, Martin might even end up going to lock, which could be good for his attacking stats. And he reckons Toto, currently under 1% ownership, this week could jump to up to as high as 20%, he reckons. So let's see what happens. But at the moment... 1% ownership, that's a super pod. And
they're playing the Broncos.
That's it. Barbecue sauce goes off like a frog in a sock for sure.
Is this week where they don't turn up?
Who? Panthers? Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Tigers took our 20-minute from us last week. I'm not happy about it.
I'll be honest. I think you need a loss before the finals. Just get a taste of it.
I think we know exactly what it tastes like, mate. I think we know when we're coming up against the Roosters, we... got a lucky one over them at the start of the year. And judging by what football they're playing, that is going to be one hard battle. That and the Storm. Storm are starting to play some real solid football too. But let's wait and see what happens. This week it's the Broncos. He's open. It's up there. So we've got to turn up, man. We've got to take a plane up there to go do it on the same day. We're turning up.
What do you got on your little list of things to do there?
I don't know much on our list. Man, look, let's be honest. It's Supercoach and finals have started for your head-to-head. So really, if you've got some questions, make sure you jump in the live stream and you throw them in the live stream for us now. We're probably going to get into them fairly quickly. Trade options, really. Do you want to do what bit us in the ass? Hold on. I've put so much effort into all this stuff and then I always forget to use it. Old habits die hard. Everything.
Oh, you've done a thing, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, hold on, I've done a thing. Wait, let's do a little bit us in the ass. Let's see if this works.
Oh, man. Got bit in the ass today, son.
Oh, God, you're killing me.
Do you see the fucking emotion I'm going through right now?
No fucking way. You may be looking right.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Alrighty, so what bit you in the ass this week, Bergs?
Well, I'll be honest, running the loop.
Really?
I was.
Can you count that as biting the ass when you got 350 odds from your captain?
Yes, you can. When if you know what? Congratulations, Josh Alloway. But according to the reports, Bloor was never making the side if Alloway had his baby. Like, it wasn't having his baby, so he hadn't made it for weeks, and I was content to just leave him there, you know. And me AEs then were Furmore on 72. Luai on 83 or Talakai on 76. So I was getting 71. Instead, Sean Bloor gets to play the last 12 minutes of the second half. Come out and scored a 24, but still, you know what I mean? Like, there I was, now 50 points shy of where I could have been. And that would have just bumped me up maybe 6,000, you know? And it's just those little things. Like, they're the little things at the end of the day. Like, I know it's not much to whinge about, and I had a fucking outstanding week. But it's still something. It's that little thing. Yeah. Whereas if I would have...
But if you didn't run the loop...
If I didn't run the loop, I would have been 100...
You would have lost 300 points.
100 and something points down. But in saying that, if I was on point, Sean Bloor would have been gone. And I probably shouldn't have brought him in if he was on the cusp like he was. Like, I just... You know, we were talking about him earlier in the year.
Probably
hadn't heard his...
Captain Teddy too.
Yeah. You know, and...
It's Broncos. They're terrible, aren't they?
Yeah. They are.
They got beat... Well, 105 points or something outscored by the Roosters this year in two games.
Oh, yeah, it's just absolutely insane. You look at the last 18 months, the amount of massive scores they had put on them, even before this rule change started making the high scores the norm, is just, yeah, staggering.
Don't feel sorry for them at all.
No. What about you, Con? You got anything to bit you in the ass this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you got?
Having Cam Smith as my captain.
Having Cam Smith as your captain.
VC and Ponga earlier in the week, so I couldn't change the puppy as a late-minute... Try and recovery.
And I broke Mitch Barnett. Sorry, guys. That was my fault.
Bringing in Josh Maguire, you know, you got a 48. It's very disappointing. Thought he would have gone better than that. And I'm pretty sure I played Moses for his 45. Again, disappointing.
Yep.
They were terrible, Parramatta.
What bit you, Bruz?
I've been trying to get my... Why am I trades? I shouldn't be on trades. I've been trying to get my Supercoach to load for a little while now.
You are having performance issues.
But, mate, I've got that much tech running in front of me. Don't you start. You rock up and look at a microphone. I say look at it because half the time...
And let me tell you...
You barely talk into it, so...
Probably use some, like, art on it or something. I don't know.
Yo going down hurt. Dylan Brown going down hurt. I had Sivo. I don't think I played Sivo. Maybe I was forced to. Hold on, here we go. Nah. Oh, the suspense. It's killing me. Yeah, I did. I played Sivo, which bit. And aside from that, yeah, Clemmer and Mann both getting sub 60.
Clem got cannonballed, didn't he? Cannonballed someone and got Simbi in like fucking so many minutes to go.
Did he?
Yeah, that's why he got a lackluster.
He must have lost interest by then.
He would have got the error plus the thing. So yeah, 10 exactly. points straight
so
away.
So he lost about 14. It doesn't matter. He did lose them. That and Zach Lomax on 46.
Yeah, that's going to be forgiven then.
Yeah. So he was on track for 70-something. Yeah, and Zach Lomax on 46.
Get your cane, old man, or what?
So, yeah, that is what bit me in the ass this week. What of course, did me really well was putting the... I put the vice captain on Brown, which obviously didn't pay off with him going down on 26. But I had the captain on Teddy. So
who cares?
Yeah, exactly. I just copped it as soon as it all happened, and I was just like, yep, sweet.
Ask him what made him go Teddy.
What made you go Teddy, Juzzy?
He was playing the Broncos. They're the new Titans. Get on it. Anyone's playing the Broncos. Like, that's captain options for this week. I mean, I've got to get rid of Brown because he's injured. I'm looking to make cash for Munster. So maybe I will use that second trade on Nuff Brown for this week and use him to bring in, maybe go Luai to Munster next week or go one of the Nuffs to Munster next week. Not sure.
Oh,
I can always put Luai on and just put Brown on the bench this week and do that trade next week.
I'll be honest, I wouldn't get rid of Luai.
No, he's looking solid to me, and that's what I mean. I wouldn't want to, but I want to bring in Munster.
He's going from strength to strength week as the weeks
solid.
Go
yeah,
on,
he's,
man.
He's solid as, man. I'm super happy with the halves combination of Penrith. I'm super happy with what Penrith's doing in general. So, you know what? Out of all seasons, this is the one season you can't go to games. Oh, rough.
It's probably better for the team that way. That's probably why they're doing so well.
That could be the case, but yeah, 100%. I'm spewing. The only way you can get it is you got to be like a season ticket holder as a member, and then apparently when they got a home game on the Monday or something, they send out an email first in best dressed. It's only like 3,000 tickets or something. Spewing. Yeah. Bugger. Oh well, next year he's hoping. What else have we got this week? Have you got a bag, or do you want to save that for a little bit later on? You got any questions there?
I haven't got live ones.
No, it's all right. I can grab the live ones. You find the post ones. And I reckon we'll get into that, yeah?
Why not,
Berks?
My first question will come from Dane Greyrega. Sorry if I butchered that, mate. New drinking game. Take a shot every time Berks gets told to talk into the mic properly.
It's a good game, but you're probably going to get pretty blotto by the end of it, man. Let's be honest.
10 minutes in, you are shattered.
Yeah, exactly.
Go back and listen to the first one and play it.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
Nah, no, not the first one. The first one we were using room mics. I had no idea of that concept.
Yeah, that's right.
And probably on number two, you wouldn't have been able to hear it as much. But by number three, I'd heard number two and I'd realised just how bad he was. But definitely those first 10 episodes, half of the episodes, me just being like, talk into the microphone, Berks. The good old days, right?
Even guests pulling him up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was brilliant when the guests started hanging on him for it.
All right, you got anything there? Or?
Yeah, let me just... Technical difficulties.
All right. Rick Harrington, the Rickster. I traded out Futuwaka and Cheese for To'o and Big Tino. I've got 5 Penrith players, including Yo. Too much? I'm going big ballsy straight captain on To'o.
Not too much for me. I've had 5 all year and it hasn't hurt me pretty much at all.
Oh, if they're all scoring, man, yeah. What do you do? Like, you got to have them if they're especially if a couple of them are up there, like in
their
position.
I was
positioned.
A bit of let down early, but over the last 6 to 8 weeks, he's been great.
For 230,000, he wasn't that much of a letdown, but you're willing
just
to sort
it. Just a bit of time to warm into first grade, but it is his first season of first grade, so.
Well, that's even Sauce and Yo. They were both 400K when it started. Appy was cheap.
Yeah.
And Nath's just been Nath.
Oh, he's an absolute weapon. 100%.
Yeah, good, is he?
He's an absolute weapon.
His last 3 or 4 weeks, he's stepped up again.
Yeah. He has, he really has. And I love a big balls captaincy.
He needs to. Yeah, I'd love that.
I'm thinking about a big balls captaincy myself this week. Maybe AJ Brimston. Maybe.
I'm going to go Luai, I think.
I'm going to go a big balls one back this week.
What's it? I'm probably going to go Cleary.
Yeah. No one's jumping on the Tedster.
I've got it on him at the moment, as I've brought him in this week. Might as well make the most of it.
Oh, so Connor Killian,
you better have a V or a C on Teddy, because you said that was the whole thing with Teddy. You have to do it every week because of the potential he's got, and like you saw that last week.
Well, because I've got him, but I would stay right away this week.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm trading him out.
Oh, yeah, I probably wouldn't even play. Bench him.
Yeah. All right. Ross Mann. JFH and Harris out. Fifita and Carrigan is A, or Fifita and Clemmer is B?
Dave Fifita, obviously.
Yeah, must be.
No, it's pretty much muchness out of Carrigan and Clem.
Who's got the highest ceiling, you think?
Neither of them look like they're going to bust over for a try.
They're 80 men, eh? Yeah. Like they're 80 to 60 men.
They're pretty much just all base machines. A couple of offloads here and there, but who, no real attacking stats.
Out of them, who's most likely to get a rest? Are you looking at playing finals?
Yeah.
Well, I reckon you reckon Clem will get a rest if you're a shorter spot in the eight, or?
No, I don't think so.
No, he'll just play through?
Because we may be a shorter spot, but we still want to get fifth or sixth so we can have a home semi-final. We don't want to finish seventh or eighth.
Right. What if it gets to the point? What if it gets to the point though, like where it's you've got a buffer and you can afford a week off? Would you be rested? Like Carrigan and that, then he would already been rested. You'd think if they were getting a rest.
Yeah, well, Carrigan got suspended earlier in about a couple of weeks ago. Had that week off. I think Clem's missed one game this week. Yeah.
Yeah, and he only had that one subpar 50. I think it was a 36. I'll go to Clemmer.
No, Clemmer's played every game, so
if not, man, have a look. If you don't, Roscoe, if you don't have Jazz Tavanga, bro, do some jiggling around and get him in. He's a beast. Our stat man just messaged me then, 1.5 points per minute. So he just goes off, man.
Who's that?
Jazz Tavanga.
Oh, is that Chaz?
Yeah, so he's one to look at. All right, so we go on Clemmer.
Flip coin.
Yeah, I'll get Clemmer there. Anyway, Mark Hindle.
Dragon's going to probably have to make 60 tackles this week against the Roosters.
Yeah.
Saying that, they'll probably spend a lot of time standing behind their goalpost as well.
Yeah, sweet. All right, Mark Hindle, guys. Not sure what to do. Green to May, then out Sivo to Allen. That leaves 77K in the cap for next week. Last two trades for the following week if I'm still alive in the head-to-head comp.
Tyrone May's been benched this week.
Yeah, I'm not sure you'd jump on Tyrone May.
They're playing Penrith, so he could come on after 20-odd and still pick up the attacking stats.
Yeah,
he didn't look too bad ball playing on either edges on the weekend.
No, he's got some skills, you know what I mean? He's got some skills, I'll give him that. But if at this point, Mark, if they're not starting or at least getting 60, 65 minutes...
Yeah.
With a good work ethic, I'm not sure you want him. And Sivo to Allen, I think that's much a bit of a sideways trade. I think you might as well just hang on to Sivo there. Allen's back to a wing at best this week, if not get dropped out the side soon. Have a look around. Is there any good centre wings down there? You know, you give shout out to Brent Gay Lee and that, didn't you?
Naden.
In which, I'm guessing it's Blake Green. He's the only Green that plays, isn't he, yet? Tyrone May. Maybe Nuff that, if you can afford it. Anyway. Write this down, Con, on your bit of paper. Vowsy. Champions. Who's your pick for any time try scorers for each team? We'll do that during the tips. Put the tip in, eh? Just remind us to do that. That's why I've got you to write that down. Bowsy, we will get to it.
Each game or team?
Each game. Or for each team.
Game.
Yeah, go for each game. Matty Drew. Ponga and Tofu out for Smith and Munster. B-Moz, Dave Fifita. Or AFB and Tupu.
Smith and Munster.
You can't go wrong with that, eh? In saying that, I don't mind me some B-Moz.
Yeah, Smith's break even, I think, up near 160 or something this week. So.
Oh, at this point, you're not bringing him in for his money, or you should be set. Your team should be getting...
No, but if you can...
Wait a week.
Yeah, if you say he gets an 82 this week, he's projected to lose 65K. So if you've got someone else you're targeting over the next 2 weeks... It might be a better option to bring them in this week because they might be going up money or not losing as much money.
So hypothetically, if he was...
You can get Smith the week after and that might give you a bit more money to play with this week and you might be able to upgrade that other fella you're thinking of.
So hypothetically, if he was going to still bring in AFB and Tupu next week, If that was he's going to be his two trades for next week, you'd just do that this week, wait for the two to lull out and go that way.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Smith and Munster will probably lose money.
Yep.
Smith definitely will. Munster's a maybe. I think he's 92 break even. And I think those other two are relatively low break evens with their big scores. So.
Yeah. Righto. Russell, Terry, Tuff, Kane. Boys, starting to get a heap of non-players. Already have four MPRs and now Lolo, Corrissau, and Yeo. I held a trade last week as I preempted more injuries. Firstly, should I hold Coro as he already has Smith and a second row? Who should I get in second row centre? All the guys apart from Mansell. Already have all the... Wait, hold on.
All the Panthers.
Who should I get in centre wing? Apart from Mansell last week. Thought about grabbing went shit, chur boys.
Got a 76 last week, the source.
Yeah, he scored in the last minute. He scored in the last minute of the game.
So did Beamos to save my trade.
Look, at the end of the day, will be back. Coro's meant to be back too this week.
Yeah, I'd definitely keep Coro. If you're trading out Lolo and you don't have Jazz or Bateman, they'd be my two first off the top of my head.
Yep.
Madison, I don't mind either.
What about in the centre wing?
Depending on who you have. Toto, like we spoke about earlier, not a bad option. Jibbo. Yep.
Brian Kelly? Yeah. Would you recommend Brian Kelly?
Yeah, I did before.
Yeah.
So, can't renege on it now, I guess.
I'm jumping on. I don't give a fuck. You got any live questions there yet, Bud, or?
No, my page is refreshed. Hold on, give me a sec.
All right. Christopher Maxfield. Torn on the centre wing to bring in Sauce, Kelly, To'o, or Mann to partner my current Lomax, Nofo, and Crichton. Would appreciate your opinion. From Christopher Maxfield. Yeah, Con said anyone but man. If you're looking for the mass pod, To'o, as the boys have spoke about already, not was at 1% last week. Should go up this week, though. But him or Kelly, I think everyone sort of got the sauce, so you're only bringing in, unless that's the thing you're lacking, but I think if you're looking for a bigger ceiling, I think To'o's, that's the side that Penrith seemed to go to. Look what they did for young Staines. Naden seems to get a few doubles down that side.
Yeah, they do. They love going down there when it works, when it's reliable.
Well, that's Nath's side, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. That's Nath's side. So the white squad left.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, you probably would look... I'd recommend To'o. But in saying that, Kelly's got that dream run of the Dogs and Brisbane and Manly, who's a bit lacklustre at the moment as well, so... me personally, I'm saying To'o.
Penrith have got a pretty sweet run too. They've only really got to play Parramatta, who's put up any real competition.
Yep. Who you recommend there? To'o?
Sorry. They got Broncos, Eels, Cowboys, Dogs, and Panthers. That's a pretty sweet run too.
Yeah.
There's 14th, 15th, and then 16th all involved in that. And Parramatta, who aren't playing great.
Yes.
I think Panthers scored more tries down their left than their right, but I'd go To'o.
Yep.
Just, I think.
Got anything?
I got a question from Josh Donnelly. He says, will Appy play this week? He's named at 18th man, so he's hoping. Got a bit of a brag from Ross Mann, but he's in 10 leagues. He's come first in 5, second in 3, and third in 2. So, good on you, mate.
Well done.
Scott Smith, he said, once again, Johnson screwed me along with friend Yo and Latrell. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I think I played Scotty too.
Mark Valzi, he says, hey, champions, is it just me who noticed that Cam Smith is taking being the GOAT to the next level? With a price point of $666.60, he is now the devil. Time to trade in.
Well, don't you have to get Killer GOAT to get to hell or something like that? Like on the sacrificial thing?
Yeah, so that's it. Harry Grant's going straight to hell. Maybe the block of cheese.
Beatles to Tenny Party in a while.
Ken Branfield, he says, do you spend a second on the Sonny Bill Williams train?
No. I'm thinking about it.
I'm really? Not.
280k.
If 280k, if he can come on for 30 minutes against the tired middle forwards with Teddy lurking around knowing that the ball's going to pop out sooner or later, in those 30 minutes, he could put on 70, 80 points.
Just quickly. Easily. Just quickly before we go too far.
Back to Christopher Maxfield's question. I did say go Toto, but I'm going personally going Kelly. But feel free to jump on Kelly if you want. But
much of muchness, I think.
Yeah, I think like, I just...
There's probably a few more points in the Panthers, but Kelly has to do more himself than...
Yeah, and he does the work.
The love gets shared at the Penrith.
So, yeah, I still say if you're looking for that pot of... I think he was at 1%, you said, Juzzy, didn't you?
Yeah, something like that.
So, yeah, he's massive pod. Back to your questions.
So Andrew Barkworth says, hey, boys, 1301 this week. Dropped nine spots to 237th. He's in three leagues undefeated. First and the other two are seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Sean O'Veira, he says... Bergs, the Doggies got close. Wish they could just finish a game.
Brother.
They're finishing at halftime the way they usually do.
You are telling me.
Also, preach. He has Avarillo, Eisenhuth, Fuimano as AEs. Which one does he nuff out, and which one out of Haas or Moses or Munster bring in?
Who are the AEs, sorry?
Fuimano, Eisenhuth, or Avarillo.
I think it's, you got to get rid of Eisenhuth now.
Because he's actually playing, isn't he?
So is Fuimano, but...
Oh, is he? But is he bench?
Yeah. So he's good for a 13 or a 9 off the bench. He's got his fuse on, so...
Yeah, that's terrible.
They both got to go.
If you can get rid of both of them. But you need Haas back, I feel. He's guaranteed at least 65 every week.
I think he's getting a rest for the rest of the year now.
No, not he's at his 2 weeks off now, so... Should come out and have a big game this week too. So, for all those that hold on, even could be a sneaky VC. They play early.
No, I don't think so. I think midweek.
It could be a captain option. Jazzy, you got another one, or am I going?
No, sorry, there. Thursday.
First game, so sneaky VC there.
You go if you got one, bud.
Nicholas.
Not against the Panthers, I think.
Nicholas Heffernan. Yeo and Dylan Brown to Appy and Brimston. Like it or don't like it. Getting Yeo back next week. Appy 100k cheaper than Smith and probably get similar scores. And that's the extra 100k to get Brimston.
Well, Appy's not even named in the 17, so I'd be very wary about that.
It's a bit of a risk. And I mean, they play the first game, so we should know by Wednesday. But
we will definitely know. An hour before Thursday kickoff.
Yeah.
Before lockout.
That's which it, but then we might know Wednesday. He might get cleared at the captain's run. Otherwise, yeah, we're waiting until an hour from kickoff.
But yeah, if Appy's named, and like we said, we just went through their run, it's pretty sweet.
Could run amok. But at the same time, he could also get rested if it's against the Broncos this week. I mean, Ivan probably wants to put him through their paces.
He's just had 2 or 3 weeks off, so...
No, he only had one off, didn't he, so far?
No, that was his second.
Oh, that was his second.
So hopefully not another rest. They've got other players. They've got a rest who have played a lot more games.
Bags has definitely got to go, but...
Yeah, he's done for the season, I've heard.
Yeah, so have I. He's gone. So, or at least gone long term, so...
I reckon the trainers didn't believe it was syndesmosis because he played on for so long after.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's just a tough little bugger then.
Loves it.
Yeah. All right. It's sad,
Mark, because he was having a really good year, and to finish it like that, it's disappointing for the young kid.
Yeah, he's only a young fella, isn't he? But look, if Alpi gets named, I don't mind that, Nicholas, bro. If he doesn't, if you can afford to like do it and just sit him on the bench for the week, maybe look at that. AJ's a good buy, I feel.
I think Cook's around the same price at the moment.
Is he? And he hasn't been... They have a bit of a tougher run, though.
They do have a tough run.
But they're starting to turn up. Don't know how they go without Latrell, but Latrell was starting to really... Like we said earlier, by the end of the year, he'll be up there and he was starting to really get up there. If he played that full game, he was easy turning up again.
Right. They got the Storm this week, too, so...
So, yeah, and yeah, big ask. You know, the Storm don't leak much at all. You got one there, young fella?
Young fella.
young fella.
I like Brimstone, but
Jesse Rudgeon, Jesse Budgeon even. Oh, he's way better than Jesse Rudgeon. Stuff that first dude. Jesse Budgeon, though, that legend says, he's seen a post that talks that if Origin smashes ratings this year, they might permanently move it to the end of the year. You boys a fan, I'm all for it.
And that's what Sir Pete was talking about on 100% Footy last night.
Yeah.
Sir
Pete.
So, honestly, I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
I'd rather probably watch Origin in the summer, have boys over, have a barbie and shit, and enjoy it instead of sitting there tucked up in the house, freezing your ass off.
Yeah, it's, yeah, and they probably wouldn't feel the need to put it on the Wednesday nights. They'd probably just run three Saturday nights in a row if they had it clean, wouldn't they?
I think they're doing Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. So there's 10 days in between each game kind of thing.
All right. Yeah, sweet as, but that's all right. The one Wednesday game, because that's it. The one midweek, but two midweekers make it a bit more difficult. Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Look, I like the way it works now, but I'm saying if you could change it.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about it is there could be 15-odd players playing Origin that haven't played football for at least 4 weeks. So are we going to get the best spectacle?
Do you think Freddie then does something about that? Like, takes him into camp, playing against, like...
Yeah, does he almost take him into camp straight away?
You would have opposed sessions and stuff, but you know it's not the same as real game.
Oh, it's not.
And to get ready for Origin intensity, you don't want to be out for 4 weeks and then go into an Origin game.
Yeah, it is a lot to ask.
Then what do you do with international football as well? When do we play that?
I don't think that matters at the moment. It does. Origins are much...
We need to grow. We need to make the international game what Origin is. We need
I know that. But at the moment, Origin's what, like a million people worldwide, or so many million people.
There's like 3.5, I think, in Australia alone. It's the highest rating show every year.
Yeah, well, it goes to America. It goes to England. 91 countries. It goes a few places, and it's starting to grow. Like, I do agree they do need to grow the international game, but Origin... That's what, when people talk that, what about Origin? You don't, the test game was good. Like, yeah, granted, they're getting better, the test games, and that they are. But at the moment, and still be for a little while yet, Origin is the pinnacle of our sport because the best of the best. And not to say that I'd love to see a few Polynesian boys
Say next year it's freak occurrence, Storm. Roosters, Panthers, all miss the top eight, don't play as finals football, and then come around Origin time, they put in 20 players for the Origin squad. Do you think you're going to get the best product you possibly can?
No, even with the 10-day gap, you're still missing out on...
But they haven't played football for 5 weeks coming into the first game.
I know that. It's something they're going to have to look at.
Ultimately, you're right. Like, it comes down to when do you get that spectacle of the game. It's not like the game can't facilitate doing it throughout the season. It's done it that way for 20, 30-odd years. So it's going to be fine for us to leave it the way it is. It's just a question of if it works better and if it's more of a rating success because it's more of a TV product nowadays.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's just wait and see what happens. Man, to be honest, I'm itching to watch Origin. First barbecue, first Origin, round at your place for sure. Right, and let's just see how the first one goes, I reckon.
Do you still have buys throughout the year then? Or do the NRL players have to play 29 weeks straight to make the grand final?
26. Well, that's it. Otherwise, you put in a 17th team and then you rotate each team has a bye each week. You know what I mean? Like, how do you manage doing that? Because otherwise you need...
The players aren't going to cop playing 24 straight games.
No.
Not year in, year
out. Like, that was that what they had going last year with the international round and the whole week off in the middle of the season when Origin 2 was on
weekend.
That was great. Like,
yeah,
I think very few people missed it. Like, don't you know, there's still a few players that didn't get to contribute to much of that.
And then there were still scheduled bye rounds for teams anyway on the other Origins. So everyone got, like, a couple of rests.
That's it. Yeah. They got 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Which is a massive thing, especially at that time of year. Alrighty.
That's definitely something to look into, and like Pete said, he's open to a lot of options, and that's good.
Yeah. You got one on me?
Ross Mann says, good pods, Toto, Brimson, JAC, well, I'm not sure who that is, and Tupo.
Josh Adokar.
Okay, the Fox. Sackle says, take the hat off, Bergs. Also, a quick question, is cereal actually soup or nah?
It's breakfast soup.
Alright, yeah. Good.
Is what?
Breakfast soup.
What?
Cereal.
Elijah Tiffany says Johnson to AJ for Pod and gives me cash for Trell to BMOS.
Who to Brimson?
SJ to AJ.
Yeah.
For a bit of a Pod move and to give the cash to move Latrell to BMOS.
Everyone's jumping on me, AJ.
Oh, yeah, but they're jumping on a few weeks too late. Like, he's starting to actually, you know.
Especially if SJ coming back next
fucking
week.
Fucking averaging 80 boys or 90 boys. He's coming up. Like,
he hasn't. The first game back, wasn't too involved and stuff, and had that one attacking assist. No, barely any dubs and stuff, but since then, he's really let loose.
Yeah, he's going well. Brad O'Connor. Boys, do I sell Yeo for Man Sauce? Or sit him on the bench and play Hammer, then sell SJ for Munster and sell Josh Maguire for kick out. Thoughts?
Oh, I don't know about Maguire to kick out, just because I reckon Maguire might have a higher work rate. But other than that, I'm going with option two.
Kick out's up against the Broncos.
I know he's up against the Broncos, and I know he's likely to jag an attacking stat. But when you've got in total, like maybe four or five trades left, like, do you really want to be using him to bring in people for one round at this point? I don't think that's what he's aiming for, and I'm just saying Kikoi runs a decoy a lot. He doesn't actually jag the attacking stats heaps. He draws the defenders so they can shift the ball.
That's because Crichton's so good.
Yeah, well, and Mansour's out there. Like, they've got options out there, and if Vili can create the hole, then those boys are quick enough to get through it. So
I can see Vili finishing strong, playing the bottom three teams in the last 4 weeks, and their rival with Parramatta. I expect big things from Vili.
Right, sweet.
I'll be getting on board with that one.
Yeah. You recommend.
So option two, all the way.
What was option one?
No, there's no option one. Oh, do I sell Yeo for Mansource and sit on him?
That's the only thing that worries me about that. He has to play the Hammer then.
Yeah. Hammer's back to the wing, Val, at fullback.
But if you can get in Kikau and Munster was the other one he was bringing in?
Yeah, he said that the option was to get SJ to Munster, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'd do. Maybe. Just.
Okay. You got one there?
Yeah, I got Andrew Buckworth says, best run home teams in order. Okay, this isn't a question, it's a statement. One, Panthers if they don't rest. Two, Storm. Three, Titans. So if you're looking to pick up players or looking for Pods, maybe start focusing on those three teams from Barco.
I do like the Titans, man.
So do I. I called it early on in the year. Sean O'Veira says, Saifidi or Rudolph out for Haas and AFB? Or Haas or AFB?
Haas.
Yeah, Saifidi or Rudolph out for it.
Rudolph.
D. Saifidi's back this week, isn't he? I think you'll find D. Saifidi's
back. I did see something about him coming back.
So, I'd be hanging on to D. Saifidi. If it's Jacob Saifidi, sell. Fuck it.
All right, sweet ass.
Get Huss.
No Daniel Saifidi, Jacob Saifidi starting front row.
Oh.
So reverse that comment Bill said and go Dad.
Yeah, do that.
All right, Hefo, Nicholas Heffernan. He says, lads, I'm stuck. Need to offload Brown, but also need to offload Avarillo. Do I take a gamble on Moses or Brimson, and who do I sell to do it?
I took a gamble on Moses maybe 6 weeks ago. And has not paid off since.
Hashtag again.
Yeah. He's been in the never again basket a couple of times and he might find himself back in there after this year.
Him and Milford.
Yeah, Milford definitely.
So what do you recommend for him then? Don't do that.
Whoever wasn't the Moses pick.
Don't get Moses, get Brimson.
If they're the two options, definitely.
Yep.
Stay away from Moses. I know they've got a good run, but they're playing like busted, so.
Lukey Smith. Stop me from going too crazy with the Panthers players, boys.
Okay, Lukey.
Currently trade-ins this week are Toto and Big Billy Kickout. Need help finding the reverse trade button. Was meant to be bringing back Huss and then Brimson against the Dogs. Either way, man, I think they're both good trades.
I'm willing to back Kikau and Toto to outscore Haas and Brimson this week.
Yeah. Then forget where that button is, Lukey, and let it ride. But he's up there. He's not. Yeah, he's pretty up there. But so
he's probably got eight Panthers players.
Well, his name's the Penrith Premiers.
And like we spoke about earlier, they're not letting anyone down.
Load up, man. Do it. You know what? It's not often you get to load up on guns from your own team and shit, so...
And I can't see those two getting a rest after their rests already this year.
Yeah. So...
All right, I just got a little bit of input from Josh regarding pods. He says, Tavaga is a shout-out, definitely a pod. Averaging 1.5 points a minute. So he's knocked out a 73 off 49, a 56 off 37, an 83 off 60, and a 92 off 52. So
eager beaver.
He is absolutely out there, but apparently the longer he's out there, the more points he takes off Tofu. So careful running both of them. If you might have to pick one of them.
Yeah.
I think I was actually faced with that conundrum a couple of weeks ago. I went Jazz.
You got one or is it me?
Yeah, no, I've got one here. Next one I've got here. Rory Adams, he says, looking at going Latrell to Toto and looking to trade Lolo out for either a front row or a second rower, who should he get in? Depends on who you got, man, but I mean, really, you got to have what? Carrigan, Haas, Clemmer, Madison, and then probably Jazz, I'd say. He's second row must haves.
Batty.
Who?
John Bateman.
Oh, yeah, Bateman, yeah, he's killing it at the moment, isn't he?
Jazz. Dave Fafita has been letting anyone down in a terrible team.
Are they the must haves, though? Or are they your pod option? I suppose they're pod options,
with the big ceilings. Yeah. You can just go gangbusters.
I don't know if I'd be going Dave Fafita this week. I mean, if anyone's going to get across the line, it could be him, but Penrith aren't, you know.
Well, they have to do the work out there.
They're definitely going to have to this week. All right, you're one, Burks.
All right, Diffie, Adam Diffie. Peachy a decent pod to run home with in a centre wing, or is Jai Arrow named in 19 a bit risque?
I think Mo coming back and Jai coming back are both
not good for Peachy owners. Yeah. He's had a good little run, but I was, in saying that, has he played himself into that position of...
Maybe, but we've seen from Peachy year in, year out, he'll play himself in one position, be there for 1 or 2 weeks, or there would be an injury half mid-game or something, off and he's the man to switch.
Yeah. He's too versatile for his own good, and that's right. Yeah, look, I think Diffie's up there too, I'll be honest. I think he's either just outside the top 1,000 or he's inside. So we can't bum steer him here. Peachy, who could you spear him into off your list there?
I looked earlier around that price and there's not a lot, to be honest with you. He's probably the best of that price range.
Yeah.
Naden, I think, is a bit cheaper or around the same price, and I think he's got a much better run in a much better team.
He you wouldn't fall for the trap at Sivo around the same price point. I think it's only about 300, 350.
They seem to be hitting a low.
Yeah.
At the wrong time. Yeah.
Wish I'd picked that 2 weeks ago before I brought him in.
Consistent.
Thanks, Sivo.
I did look juicy. I had him in a couple of weeks ago, but reversed him out last minute. I can't remember why, but...
How much off is he for someone like Hopper? Hopper's only like 480 or something in here. 380. I like Hopper. I did think about Hopper over Brian Kelly, to be honest, but I just like the work rate of Kelly.
Well, next one
Hopper's 416.
So he's a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, not too much, but... So if you can swing around and get Hopper in, maybe.
Coming off of 24.
All right, so he's not super juicy. Next one I got from Rick Harrington. He said, do you guys realise the Warriors could only name 20 this week because that's all that was available?
I'll play for him. I'd even play for free, bro.
No, I do not, Rick. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. That's pretty hectic.
That's because they got all lone players and people keep taking them back and not letting them play.
Yeah, Alvaro and Jennings out this week.
Yeah. So that's shit.
Who's HTF?
Huh?
Who's HTF?
Homicide.
Oh, the hammer.
Fidji, bro.
All right, because Brendan Barr says he needs to punt the hammer. He only has 457K. Tossing up between Olam with the Rabbits, Cows, Tigers and Dragons or Naden with the Broncos, Eels, Cowboys and Dogs.
Olam's gone, isn't he? Or is that Seve?
Seve. Olam killed it on the weekend with the Fox, man. Him and the Fox, I think, scored 7 tries between them or something.
5.
Yeah, still, it was a staggering amount.
Yeah, it was all coming down the left.
That's it. The support play was insane. Did you see Papi get involved twice in one try, one play.
He should have scored that first one. Yeah. Where he got it back off the Fox and then threw it to Olam, and there was pretty much no one in front of him.
Yeah.
The second one where he got dragged down from behind, offloaded, that was fair enough.
Did very well, though.
It's good to see him, being there in those situations.
Run on the boys. Run on the ball with the boys. So, it looked
like
you
the Fox hit like 40 Ks when Cam Smith did that kick for him.
Yeah.
So I think that might have been a season high.
Do you punt the hammer for Olam or for Naden?
Ooh.
Who's juicier?
I think Naden probably a bit more with the ball. You can probably give it a better ball. Probably a bit more classy. Whereas Olam just tucks it and goes, man. He don't really give it much.
I reckon Olam's better than in defence as well, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. He's a monster.
That's it. I'd probably be going Olam for the fact that he's probably... they've probably got the same attacking chances, but I think he's going to get you the better base every week, so we'll probably end up on top. And they've both got pretty cushy runs.
Yeah.
Flip a coin, as Con likes to say.
All right. Rory Adams, thoughts on Liam Martin as a pod?
Like him.
I don't now. Not now if Kate Will back. Yeo's got to come back. Fisher Harris gets his minutes.
I'm telling you now, Liam Martin has not let anyone down this year, mate.
He might not let anyone down, but Kate Will come there for an 80-minute spot, hasn't got it. Yeo gives you 80. Fisher Harris gives you big minutes. Kickout gives you what he gives you.
Yeah.
There's not much. You can only give so many minutes out
to these people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Eventually, minutes to go around.
But... Now, he's done a great job. He's done a great job, but he's not one of their dudes they paid their big money for. He's... At the end of the day, he's just filling in, and he's doing a bloody good job. But
bloody good job.
I can see for their run home, they're going to probably start with Yeo, Capewell, and Kickow. That would be their starting lock and second row. That's just my opinion. I don't know, but that's just my opinion.
All right. No, I've lost a bunch of them.
Okay. John Jeffries, he was on our sister podcast last week. He was on the Mike and Sav show last week, went on. He's got the picture of Sir Pete as his profile picture.
Sir Pete.
Ladies, do I get Cam Smith this week against Souths with a massive break even, or get him next week at a cheaper price with a few easy matchups? Con, I think you touched on that earlier.
Use that 60k or 50k to upgrade. Where are you going to buy this week? Look, a better player.
There's a chance he'll hit 150 this week. There is a chance.
I'm the opposite.
I'm the opposite to him. I don't care if he loses another 100 grand. He's Cam Smith.
Yeah.
Fact of the matter is, 9 times out of 10, you won't get someone outscoring him in that position. So are you willing to risk the chance of an extra, especially, I'm pretty sure John is up there. I'm pretty sure he's like 500 and something position-wise.
Mm.
So he doesn't want to fuck around.
I understand that, but what if he's got a target next week because he's aiming to get Smith this week at this price?
Yeah.
So next week he's got his eye on, I don't know, someone priced around the 530,000-odd range in whatever position. If he jumps on them this week, instead of getting them around that position, he can upgrade that to a $600,000-odd player this week. Wait for Cam Smith to drop next week, if he drops as much as he does. It's a gamble, but then he can pick up Cam Smith and have a better player for it as well.
So,
it just depends on what you think Cam Smith's going to do this week, I guess. In my opinion, that's my opinion.
Yeah. I just think, you know, like at the end of the day, at this point of the year, money shouldn't be an option. You should have either plenty or your team should be up there. If you haven't got plenty, you haven't made the right decisions. And being 545th or whatever he is, he's made some good decisions. So at the end of the day, me personally, if I've got the money and the trade sitting there, I'm not too fussed, and he's pretty much the last piece of me puzzle, I'm getting him.
If he's the last piece of your puzzle, then yeah, definitely snap him up this week.
Yeah.
Why not?
Did you find him?
Last question I've got just comes from Josh McKernan. He says, can you guys update your strategy? How many trades have you got left, and who is in your final team, or what are you doing with those last few trades?
What's the plan? I've got four trades at the moment, Josh. And my team consists of Cameron Smith and Jazz Tavanga as my hookers. Now I can't get it. What is your internet doing to me, shit?
Oh, my internet's fine, mate. Don't you even.
You go a few things up, yeah.
All right, I had five trades before this week. Got rid of Latrell for enough. And upgraded. What trades did I do? This is working out well. And upgraded Ponga to Tedesco. I went sideways from Ponga to Tedesco.
Is it sideways, eh?
I know, I made $40,000 off or something.
Yeah.
And that leaves me with three trades and $434,000, which will be ample to go next week. Rudolph to Bateman via Jules, and Moses to Munster via Jules. So, and that'll probably be my final team then for the run home. We've one trade in case, and it'll be Smith, Appy, Clemmer, Carrigan, Huss, Maddo, Tavanga, Nathan Brown, Josh Maguire, and John Bateman, Cleary, Luai, Munster, SJ, Nofo, BMOS, Mansour, Yo, and Tedesco Puppy.
Yep.
It's pretty solid.
Fingers crossed, solid enough, bud.
Where's yours?
Okay, so mine's at the moment, I got Cook, Corrie.
How many trades left?
I got six trades left before I do anything this week, but I'm going to use one of them to bring Haas back. So I got five. I'm still considering whether I use the second trade this week and go into the round with four. I've got Damien Cook, who I was considering getting rid of, and still thinking about doing a straight sideways to Cam Smith maybe next week. But he's actually gone on a little bit of a run last couple of weeks, so he's looking like a hold at the moment. I got Clemmer, Tapau, Haas, McInnes, Tavaga, Madison, Carrigan. I've still got Firmer sitting there, but he's probably just going to go down to enough and maybe bank that cash. If he keeps playing, keeps getting those minutes, he'll probably stick around. Right, Con's shaking his head, so we probably won't then. Take the cash, run and upgrade. Yeah, sweet. Well, that's it. That's the other option. In the halves, I got Cleary, Luai, Brown, and then enough in Brock Lamb. In the centres, I got Lomax, Yo, Kurtman, Talakai, Micah Sivo. I've still got Funa and Williami sitting there. And then fullback is Teddy and Puppy. So.
All right. Well, I've got Cameron Smith and Jazz Tavanga at me hookers. I've got Payne Haas, Carrigan, and Marty Tapau is me premium front row. And then I got enough. And then Bateman, McInnes, Madison, Barnett, and Fermor at the moment. Then that's my second row. And I got Sean Bloor, who was meant to be enough, but ended up playing last week and cost me 50 points. But anyway, we don't hold a grudge. Then I got Nath Cleary and SJ as me sevens. And I got AJ Brimson and Luai as my sixes. I'm very happy with AJ. Nofaluma, Mansour, Yeo, and I had Mitchell, and I had Talakai in my centre wing, but then Mitchell went down, so I've brought in Brian Kelly, and I've still got Willie Army, and I've got Dane Laurie, and then I've got James Tedesco and Ryan Papenhuyzen.
Since we're all running the now Teddy Puppy combo.
Well, I've just decided I'm not going to get rid of him.
Well, with no Tommy and with KP in a slump of form, you sort of need to have Teddy and Puppy, especially now Puppy's finally hitting his straps.
Rogers is a darkie too. He's been playing some good footy of late.
I think someone tried to spear us in there the other week.
Warriors don't have the consistency that the Storm and the Roosters have. So.
Or the draw.
Yeah. Right. Alrighty, well, that's pretty much it for questions for me. You got any more there, Bergs?
Yeah, I do. I've just got to refine them because I had to shut everything. Here we go. Oh, shit, they've all mixed up on me. One second.
Sorry. All right. I've only got one left. Chris Bench, after this week's trades, I'll have four trades left. Anyone got any for sale? Jazzy, you got heaps.
Nah, I'd say after this week's trades, I'll have four trades left as well, man. You're going to give him one? Better position than most, so.
Give him one.
No, you give him one.
Well, at the end of the day, there's...
Yeah, there's only four rounds left.
You can only use six trades.
So give him
one. So you've got four. That's not terrible.
How many do you need, Chris? Are you getting greedy?
Same as Stingy Brothers.
Is your team not built yet?
Oh, here we go. I got something from the Rickster.
Oh, here we go.
No, I didn't.
Okay. False alarm.
No, I got something, but... I got something from Barco.
Oh, do you now?
Captaincy options against the Tigers and Broncos. Last 4 weeks, both teams looking Byron trips, looking like booking Byron trips as Barley is out. Tigers have gone to shit, really. And who are playing the Tigers this week?
I don't know, but I'd definitely be...
Sea Eagles.
Well, that's a lacklustre fucking then.
Yeah.
AFB, anyone?
Yeah, that's it. See Marty Tapau give a try assist to AFB the other day. Brilliant.
Them two and Jakey are probably the only ones of interest.
That's it. When the forwards start doing all the attacking, that's when you know your backs have really got to be cleaned out.
Yeah, unless you think Curtis Irredon can find an attacking stat this week.
I'll give Ciro a go. Ciro's good.
Kozeski doesn't mind a try on a line break.
Ooh, seeds are on offer.
Hey?
Did you see that?
No.
From Josh.
All right.
We'll discuss that.
Exactly. Bergs, do you have any idea what tact is? Because you should be doing that on a podcast. Have we done the tips for the week, boys? Should we do the tips for the week?
Yeah, let's.
Don't forget, we have to do the anytime try scorer for each game.
During the tips.
All right. Well, let's quickly go over the tips from last week. So last week... you went Souths. Con and I went Parramatta. So
really?
You got that one. Yeah. Then we all went the Titans. Titans get up in that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were the only one that went Souths.
You were adamant you only went Titans. Oh, wait. No. Sorry. I think that might be Josh's. Josh went Souths. Yeah, Bergs, you went Para. I went Para. Con, you went Souths. My bad. But you went the Dragons, not the Titans.
Me?
Yeah.
Damn it.
We all went the Roosters. We all went Newcastle. Did Newcastle get that one? No, they didn't, eh?
Let's not talk about it.
But I don't know. I'm just like...
Nope.
No, I don't think they did over the weekend. Like, literally, we all went Newcastle, though. We all went the Sharks. Sharks get up?
No.
Oh, boys, we're having a lackluster round. We all went the Panthers. We all went the Storm.
No, sorry, Sharks did get up.
Sharks did get up. Okay, so our round's not terrible, except for the fact we all went Newcastle. And then, Bergs, you went the Dogs, but we went the Raiders.
I'm just trying to help you catch up.
Thanks, bud. You're a champion. Just hand us one like that. So, Con, you got 1, 2, 3, 4. So we both got 6, you got 5 this week, so that takes you up to 84.
Well, you and I both got 6, or you and Bergs both got 6?
You and I, and then Bergs got 5. So that takes me up to 88, and that takes Bergs up to 90. Two points to close the gap, Bergs.
I need a couple of perfect rounds.
Got to get there. That's it. I think still, like, you can still catch up mathematically.
When you start speaking mathematically, you know, that's the end of it. Yeah, it's pretty much that point, yeah.
Right, so this week, we got Panthers Broncos, first one.
So, Panthers there for me.
I think everyone will be on the Panthers there. I think you can pretty much throw a dartboard at the Panthers team and you'd nail an anytime try scorer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bart Sauce.
I'm going to play it safe with Luai and Cleary.
What do you mean? Do both score a try?
Yeah, to both be anytime try scorers.
Who would you pick if you only pick one?
Luai.
I'm on Sauce.
Cleary steps up and does it when he has to. He'll control the troops around when he can, but when he has to, he'll lead by example. I don't think he's going to have to against the Broncos.
I'm going To'o.
To'o, yeah. That's a bit of a that's a sneaky there. Alrighty, second
Even
game.
I'm captain in Lou Ice, I'm expecting big things from you.
Who you got there?
Knights Sharks.
Knights Sharks.
Anything could happen here.
Here you go.
Man. KP to kick a goal.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm going to go
anytime try scorers.
I am.
I'm going to go Kurt. I'm going to go Kurt Manfred anytime try scorer.
KP to kick a goal.
I'm going
to
go Talakai for an anytime try scorer.
I just won.
I'm going to go Talakai for an anytime try scorer because I'm going to tip the Sharks over the Knights.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Judging by how you guys have been playing, let's you turn Ronaldo. Up. Yeah.
Who?
Ronaldo. Spell that.
You going the Sharks or the Knights?
I'm going Newcastle there.
You're going Newcastle and UConn?
Newcastle.
I'll go Newey and Fitzy.
Newey and Fitzy. Alrighty, moving on.
Rabideau Storm.
Bunny Storm.
Storm.
I'm going to go Johnston for an anytime try scorer.
Storm Pappenhausen.
Storm and the Fox. Play it safe.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Storm as well, but I'm going to go Johnston for an anytime try scorer.
Doggies, Gold Coast.
I'm going to go the Titans. Oh, Bergs, we're hanging on it.
Doggies. Anytime try scorer of...
It's so hard to think of one.
Fuzzy Mariner, Raymond Fatala Mariner.
Yeah, I'm going AJ. For any time try scorer.
Back to back AJs.
Con, you're going Titans.
He loves a good AJ. Loves a good AJ, bro.
Well, I'm going to go the Dogs.
You go the Doggies.
In a close one.
All right, next game.
And the any time try scorer for me will be... Is Remus in? Jeremy Marshall King.
All right.
Good guess. I like Jerry Marshall King.
Manly Tigers. Gaming around.
Ooh, could be Manly nil targets. All that one. Could be nil all.
Could be 50 all.
Could be nil all. I'm going to go
zero.
I'm going to go Manly.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Manly as well.
I'm going to go with...
I'm going to go with Cherry.
I'm going to go Moses Sully.
Is he playing?
All right, I'm going to go.
I don't change, don't you?
Who are you going for, Bert, Con?
I'm going to go. It's going to be another close one, I think.
Yeah. Very hard.
Yeah, see, I think
it's silly. I'm going to go Nafaluma.
I think the Tigers could trounce them in this one if they find their form.
Manly, I think. Just on the back there for all pack.
Nathan Lumen try scorer for me anytime, eh?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet. Okay, next.
Raiders Roosters.
I'm going to have to go. Oh, the Raiders sort of had the Roosters number last time. I'm going to go the Roosters just because they're looking strong as.
And you got the fucking Roosters easily. And I'm going to go.
Roosters and BMOS for me.
Oh, Tupu's my anytime try scorer.
Any Morris.
Off a Kiri bomb.
Any Morris to score a try.
Any Morris. Both Morrises.
Pick a Morris. Any Morris.
Yeah,
you
got to pick a Morris.
Which Morris do you want?
Go and pick J-Moss.
I'll pick J-Moss and got double last week.
Yeah, who you going J-Moss. For? Con, Roosters in that one?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
He might even juice up me moldy J-Moss.
Next one.
Warriors Para.
I'm going to go Parramatta in that one. I know I'm going to go for Sivo for the anytime.
I'm going to go Warriors and Fergo to break his duck.
I'm going to go Warriors with you. And Rog.
Roger Dodger.
Rog.
And final game of the round.
Another cracker. Cowboys Dragons.
Four. I'm going to go the Dragons. Yeah, I'm going to go the Dragons. Get up in that one. With Dufties, you try anytime try scorer.
Anytime try scorer of...
Oh, riveting radio, Berx. Get on it.
Is it Sims? Tarek Sims back?
Nope.
Blake Laurie.
Who you go for, Con? Oh, did you say Dragons in that one, Berx?
Yep.
I'm going to go Cowboys and Hammer.
Cowboys and Hammer. You really have given up.
He's risking it for the biscuit this week. He's either going to clean sweep it or he's going to lose a few points. But we will find out on that one next week. Berks, you got anything else for this week? I just want to throw a quick shout out to Supercoach Championship Rings. Find them on Facebook. They were nice enough to leave it. They were nice enough to give us a ring. Actually, no, you can hold it like just out in, like, in front of your face
just going to like move it down.
No, you can hold it because it's not in frame there. Once again, closer. There you go. Yeah.
Watch some old episodes of bloody Nicky Buckley on Sailor of the Century.
Yeah, exactly. He's got no idea. Push it forward, Berks. Push it forward. Extend the arm. There you go. But the point is, you can win yourself one of these really cool Supercoach Championship rings from us. If you figure out a way to get the name of the podcast out there in any medium you can, send us some proof through to the Instagram, the message, the Twitter, the email, whatever you can.
Like John Jeffries, you could have got it on Mike and Sabs last week.
Yeah, but if that's not how you want to go about it, you can always head to supercoachchampionship.com and get yourself a ring from there.
Yes, you can get it. I'm pretty sure.
More fun to win ours.
It is. You can go up and bug people for ours.
We'll actually be giving ours away in the next couple of weeks. So it is sort of your last chance to do it. We're going to give it away probably in the last week of the show.
Are we going to dedicate and go into the finals and just talk footy?
I don't know about that, but I mean the last week of the Supercoach show.
Round 20 will be it.
Well, we've been doing all the announcements for the group winners and everything else as well. It's it. So, Berks, pretty much. I think we're pretty much done. Unless you got, have you got a bag?
I got the shares.
You got shout outs, charity, bag, either of those.
I got all of those. I don't know about the bag. I might let the bag slide this week.
All right, let the bag slide. Hold on.
But the shares.
Alright, you can keep going.
Shit.
Jazzy gets a bag.
If that's the case, hold on.
Berks gets a bandage for that bird.
Suck a bag of dicks. He was angry. Suck a bag of dicks. Suck a bag of dicks. He goes, hey, asshole. Suck a bag of dicks.
Go on, give you back.
Tech guy gets a bag. Too much tech. Took us 4 hours to get on. Good on you, man. You put in to get us there, so.
You know, I just need a fast enough computer to be able to handle all the crazy stuff I'm trying to get to
do. You can still have a bag anyway if you're scoring 1,400 this week.
Thanks, bud.
When Con didn't.
Top 1%.
That's right, mate. All right. The other cheese.
I think that's what you and I deserve this week. A little bit of that bad boy.
All right. NRL Supercoach Renegades. Vowsy shared us again. NRL news site has let us on there. The NRL Supercoach Stats Boys, thanks again. NRL Sledging Rebels, thanks, fellas. NRL Supercoach Legends. NRL Bit of Fun and Banter. Rugby League Footy Fanatics. NRL Supercoach Fanatics. Aussie Sports Legends. Supercoach Tragics. National RL Supercoach Addicts. Thanks for letting us on there, guys. We appreciate it. Gets us out there a bit further, and the shares, we love it. So thanks. Also
appreciated.
Charity for the week. I know it's a profit organisation. I don't really like them, but throughout life, I've had a few encounters with them, and they did a good deed for a friend the other day. So I'm going to give them a shout out. That's the Salvation Army, the Salvos. They do good things for some people. Other people might rubbish them, but it's another one of them worthy shouts. They get out. They used to get out, get amongst it, and door knock and do a lot of charities and shit like that, and appeals. And I know they shelter some homeless and some other stuff like that. So another worthy shout. Just go and like and share their page or whatever. Don't have to share it. Just go and like it. And,
So from that. We're pretty much done for the week. Good luck in your head-to-head finals. If you made the finals, find us on Facebook. Make sure you jump in for the live stream. Leave us live questions next week. Aside from that, head to Apple. Leave us a review through iTunes there. Much appreciated. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Stay coachy, coaches.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.